Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it was a pretty tumultuous weekend, and we knew it would be after the Supreme Court had reversed Roe v. Wade. And I think there was a lot of confusion about what happens next. I think there's a lot of back and forth and legal analysts going, okay, well, how did this happen if it was the law of the land? And I don't know if you guys read Roe v. Wade versus reading the text of Dobbs versus, the Jackson Health, it's a Roe v. Wade overturn, but there's a name of the legal brief that just happened last weekend that I have to double check. But if you read the text, you can see where, and it's always easy to play Monday morning quarterback, it is easy to see where things went wrong. And I don't know if it's wrong for the country or right for the country, but in terms of a legal sense, how a bill or a law could be overturned really is based on how it's written. And so when the Supreme Court on Friday said the feds are out, the feds cannot control abortion, the feds can't prohibit it, the feds can't allow it. What that did is it was, they basically had the ability to do that based on the way the Constitution's written, based on the way Roe v. Wade is written. When Roe v. Wade was written, there was a lot of actual stipulations. So even though Roe v. Wade had guaranteed a woman's right to choose to keep the baby or to abort the baby, there were still a lot of guidelines. It had to be a physician. They said the state could define what a physician is, which allowed that, you know, because people were saying non-doctors were performing abortions. In Maine, for example, they allowed nurse practitioners, PAs, to perform abortions. In the law, Roe v. Wade, it allowed non-physicians or nurse practitioners or PAs, based on the state could redefine what a doctor is. But they kept saying in this that even though there's that fundamental right that a woman has, the states could decide at what point, at what length of time for the pregnancy. Because, you know, many people are like, wait a second, I know it's kind of chaotic now, but it seems to have always been chaotic in terms of states because it keeps getting thrown back to the Supreme Court. Well, can we abort a baby at 15 weeks? Can we terminate a pregnancy third trimester? Can we terminate a pregnancy first trimester? And so what you ended up seeing, based on Roe v. Wade's verbiage, that states were still in chaos about when to allow the abortion and when not to. So multiple states were already having, well, we'll do a 6-week rule, or we'll do a fetal heartbeat rule, or we'll do a third trimester allowance or whatever. And so because Roe v. Wade was written like, okay, we're going to allow it. We're going to let a woman have that right to choose. Again, this is why feds shouldn't get involved, because when the federal government, when the feds get involved, they screw it up. Once they said, okay, we're going to do this, but, you know, the states could then decide how much a pregnancy is alive, anywhere from the fetus isn't alive to the fetus is a future woman who may want an abortion, so the state could protect that fetus's right to abort by allowing that fetus to live. I mean, it was so broad because, again, the government didn't want to get involved. They wanted to get involved, but then not get involved. And so it was already kind of chaotic with the states. So that's why I believe what happened Friday was the feds are like, we're out. No, we can't prohibit it. We can't ban it. And we can't say it's allowed. We're out. It's not on us. It's on the states. So what that basically did is reaffirmed that the states are going to still have to figure it out because the states never did figure it out. The states were going back and forth. California was like, I think California has some of the more loose abortion laws. Nevada, somebody said Nevada, it's actually in their constitution to allow abortion. So they might have rewritten the constitution. So I have to double check what happened in Nevada. So some states, they already, you know, if the voters allowed it or whatever, they already have it in their, you know, abortion's fine. So a lot of these states that had riots, the abortion is still allowed in those states. But the controversy still lies with the states that have been going back and forth as to when a fetus is alive and when a fetus isn't, and at what point do they have to protect the life of the fetus, who can be a future woman who can later want that decision to abort. So it's the chaos never went away. So when you look at some of the Roe v. Wade text, it basically says, look, it says the fetus then presumably has the capability of meaningful life outside the mother's womb. State regulation protective of fetal life after viability thus has both logical and biological justifications. If the state is interested in protecting fetal life after viability, it may go so far as to prescribe abortion during that period. So when you look at some of the text, it starts to cause states to go, well, wait a second, so does that mean we can do after? I mean, it's, and I know I'm no legal expert, and legal analysts are going back and forth between both laws, but much of the summary, if you read the summary, because that really narrows it down, it reinforces that it needs to be a doctor. The state could redefine what a doctor is, and it should be between the mother and the doctor because they wanted to save the mother's life. They still gave that sort of protection for a mom's choice, even if her life wasn't at risk. But they keep in this saying, look, but the doctor needs to be involved because this has to do with the mom's health and the mom's life and mom's safety. So with that, it almost charged some states to be like, but is this safe? Is a third trimester abortion safe for a mom? So because the text was very vague, it almost looks like it was doomed to fail. So now we have the chaos that we have now. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook for the Dr. Dolly Show. So for those of us who like to pray, I'd like to pray on our own private time, got a big win from the Supreme Court, where it rules that the Christian high school football coach was allowed to pray after the team's game on the 50-yard line, and he shouldn't have been fired for it. Now, this was a complex case. So I always see both sides of things. There's very little things that I would even appreciate the other side for, such as, you know, what the Nazis did, what's going on in you know, with Putin and Ukraine and all that. But for the most part, I can understand the controversy, you know, like with Roe v. Wade. I mean, I get the controversy, you know, people want the government out, even though the Supreme Court just gave them a big win in terms of, look, we are out, but now the states could, you know, outlaw abortion. So I see why it's controversial. Again, where I stand is I wish we didn't have a million being done a year, and I wish the doctors were involved more, and we were giving more access to birth control and trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies. It kills me to see that we have to terminate a million fetuses every year. You know, if it is crime, if it is incest, you know, how do we slow down the incest? How do we slow down the crime? Or how do we slow down unwanted pregnancy? So me personally, I would love to deal with the root of the problem, but that's the doctor in me. But when it comes to this next Supreme Court ruling, very interesting. So 6-3, again, pretty much, even though I don't like to say party lines, because I think a judge should not be conservative or liberal, I think they should be neutral. It did go the way 6-3, like it has been going the last week or two, in favor of the coach that was praying and was wrongly fired for praying. But this is why it got to this level. So at issue was the First Amendment Establishment Clause, where they were concerned, the school was concerned. And this is the problem that schools have, because they're caught between a rock and a hard place. All right, the coach would pray, and I'm assuming he prayed that none of his players got hurt. None of his players died, as we've seen. You know, football players die on the field because of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Maybe he prayed for God, you know, protecting them or whatever. So, you know, whatever the content was, I am sure many coaches say thank God after every game. Not because they won, but because, you know, they didn't lose a player. Because, you know, football's pretty dangerous. And so the coach would, after the game, go to the 50-yard line and pray. And it appears that the school was fine until an opposing coach that was there that day made a stink. And the reason why is it turned out that some of the students went with the coach, whether the coach prayed alone or whether the coach prayed with the students. Then the opposing coach, who might have been mad, I wonder if he lost that day, was like, wait a second. He's praying and he's making these students pray. That's a violation of separation of church and state. So then the school was like, look, you could pray, just maybe don't pray in public. They gave them some other, because again, they were caught between a rock and a hard place. And then they eventually fired him. So how this looks like, Joe Kennedy was a junior varsity head coach and a varsity assistant coach with the Bremerton School District in Washington from 2008 to 2015. So he would recite a post-game prayer by himself, and then students started to join him. According to court documents, this evolved into motivational speeches that included religious themes. After an opposing coach brought it to the principal's attention, according to Fox News, the school district told Kennedy to stop. He did temporarily, and then he notified the school that he would resume the practice. Kennedy announced he would go back to praying on the field. The situation started to gain some media attention. When he did pray after the game, a number of people would come on the field and support. The school district then offered to let Kennedy pray in other locations before and after games, or for him to pray on the 50-yard line once everybody left the premises. So you see what's going on. The school didn't want anybody raising a fuss, because then, so they were trying to find other options, but, you know, the coach is like, I want to pray. I could pray on the field. It's public property. And he insisted he would continue his regular practice because that's his constitutional right. So after continuing the prayers at a couple more games, the school district then placed him on leave. The school district's reasoning was that if they allowed Kennedy, their employee, to pray on the field at a school game, it would violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, which is protecting the separation of church and state. Well, the majority opinion today came out saying that that was misguided. They said both the free exercise and free speech clauses of the First Amendment actually protect expressions like Mr. Kennedy's. Nor does a proper understanding of the amendment's establishment clause require the government to single out private religious speech for special disfavor. So I think Judge Gorsuch was the one that wrote the majority opinion. He stated that not just the Constitution, but the best of our traditions call for mutual respect and tolerance, not censorship and suppression for religious and non-religious views alike. So the court's ruling also stated that there was a distinct reason for why speech like Kennedy's is protected by both the free speech and free exercise clauses. That the First Amendment doubly protects religious speech is no accident. It's a natural outgrowth of the farmers' distrust of governmental attempts to regulate religion and suppress dissent. So the court explained that Kennedy's prayer is not government speech, even though he's a government employee. The opinion stated that his words were not pursuant to a government policy, and he was not seeking to convey a government-created message, and he was not acting in the normal scope of his duties because the game was over. He was not providing instruction, game strategy. He prayed at a time when he was free to do other things, like attend briefly to personal matters. Justice Samuel Alito also recognized in a concurring opinion that Kennedy prayed while at work, but during a time when a brief lull of his duties apparently gave him a few free moments to engage in private activities. The court's majority opinion noted that Kennedy had voluntarily discontinued the school tradition of locker room prayers and his post-game religious talks to students, and that the school's district only took action against him only for his decision to persist in praying quietly without his players after three games. So he didn't bring the players on, it appears, and he was doing it quietly, and that's where the Supreme Court could say, wait a second, you intervened. At the district's request, he voluntarily discontinued the school tradition of locker room prayers and his post-game religious talks to students. The district disciplined him only for his decision to persist in praying quietly without his players after three games in October 2015. Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Justice Breyer, those three justices claimed that the majority's opinion misconstrues the facts of the case. They said that the record reveals that Kennedy has a long-standing practice of conducting demonstrative prayers on the 50-yard line of the football field. Kennedy, by the way, that's midcourt. That's midfield, okay? Kennedy consistently invited others to join his prayers and for years led student-athletes in prayer at the same time and location. The court ignores this history. But if the students want to pray, they can. Sotomayor also thought that the players felt pressured out of a desire to win favor and playing time. During oral arguments, Kennedy's attorney addressed the assertion that Kennedy's prayer had a coercive effect, noting that the school district did not bring it up as a reason for ending his employment. So where this basically lies, okay, is this. Let's say you have to go pee, and you go to the urinal, and you undo your zipper to go pee. All right. Somebody could say, oh, that's a Title IX. I'm in the men's bathroom and you are showing me your penis. No, it's his private time. He's going to the bathroom. He's allowed to have private time and allowed to go to the bathroom. Now, again, I mean, you know, maybe some people in the bathroom are dancing around or whatever, but you have private moments. You know, I remember something happened in the class and I'm like, oh, thank God. You know, that it was okay or whatever. Or I was talking about a patient. I was like, thank God we ordered this. I'll say thank God. I'm not forcing them to believe in God. That's just something I say. You know? And I go, you guys all passed your test. Thank the Lord. I mean, how did you guys pass? Yeah, Lord must have intervened on that one. And so, you know, we might bring up things, but it doesn't mean we're forcing people to. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver. Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court ruled last hour that Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach in Washington State, has a constitutional right to pray at games. The vote was 6-3, saying the Bremerton School District unlawfully violated his First Amendment rights. NATO will increase the size of its high readiness forces to well over 300,000. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced at a press briefing Monday.
But of course this has to be understood in the light of what has already happened. Because since the invasion, we have doubled the size of the existing battle groups. For instance, Germany has increased their presence in Lithuania, UK increased its presence in Estonia, and Canada and other countries increased presence in Latvia. So more or less doubled the size of the existing four battle groups we had before the invasion.
USA Radio News. G7 leaders conferred by video link with Ukrainian President Zelensky on Monday as they underscored their commitment to Ukraine for as long as it takes. Also, the United States was preparing to announce advanced surface-to-air missiles for Kyiv to help Ukraine fight back against Vladimir Putin's aggression. COVID-19. Those that chose not to get vaccinated continue to be persecuted.
The third-ranked tennis player in the world acknowledged that he might not be able to compete in the U.S. Open tournament later this month because he isn't vaccinated.
Well, you're right. As of today, I'm not allowed to enter states under these circumstances.
Current Center for Disease Control guidelines require non-citizens to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Timothy asks, can a doctor be fired for praying with their patients? So based on the Supreme Court ruling, I don't believe so, but with every law, if it's vague, it's vague, and you know, there's room for interpretation and there's room for changes. But a lot of doctors pray with their patients. They do. When a I only do it when I'm asked to. So if I am in the middle of a process and I'm like, okay, you know what? We're going to just stop right here. And I want everyone to bow their heads and pray. I don't do that. But when a patient says, will you pray with me? Oh, hell yeah. So I'll hold their hand if they want me to. I'll close my eyes and I'll say, you know, and even if they're not of the same religion that I am, I'll pray with them if they ask me to. So I guess in the medical setting, if you are doing it privately or you are being asked to, I don't see why anybody would fire you. If you are forcing a patient, I mean, the doctors used to be self-employed. So I guess now it's a different question now that a lot of doctors are employed. But if a patient does not want to engage in prayer, then my guess is the patient, you know, can go see another doctor or they could, I guess, file a complaint. So I'm not really sure because I don't think we've seen a lot of that. I know prayer in the medical office is huge. I just don't, I don't think that's been brought up. So that's a good question. Timothy, thank you for bringing that up. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is in light of the big headline of the Supreme Court siding with Coach Kennedy on prayer on prayer in school. So just to recap, he would go to midfield, 50-yard line, and he would pray for years, at first by himself, and then the students would come. This would be after a game, so 8, 9 o'clock at night, right? So not during school hours, but it would be after a game. Students would come, then he would say a prayer with them, and then eventually when he would do his motivational speech, he would include probably the Lord, and I haven't heard any of his particular speeches. And so he eventually had been asked. So everything seemed to be going fine until a opposing coach who might have lost said, "Wait a second, do you see what this guy's doing?" Yeah. And then the school felt like they had to do something. So the school asked him to stop or asked him to pray somewhere else. Maybe not do it on the field because he was a football coach, so on the field, or do so when every single person left. And then, if you want to go out on the field, you can do it when nobody else sees you. Well, you know, he stopped the locker room prayers and he stopped some of the other ones, but he's like, look, if I want to go out on the field, you know, and pray, I want to go out on the field and pray. But he didn't involve the students. So after he got the warning, he didn't involve the students, but he still prayed by himself, got fired after a couple games, and then it got taken to the Supreme Court. And so we were talking about, and I can't read some of your comments, but we brought up the bathroom analogy, where the reason why the Supreme Court, well, I'll just quickly recap with you guys verbiage was. I'd rather read you the verbiage because it has to do with the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, separation of church and state. And Justice Neil Gorsuch said, here a government entity sought to punish an individual for engaging in a brief, quiet, personal religious observance doubly protected by the free exercise and free speech clause of the First Amendment, and the only meaningful justification the government offered for its reprisal rested on the mistaken view that it had a duty to ferret out and suppress religious observances, even as it allows comparable secular speech. The Constitution neither mandates nor tolerates that kind of discrimination. So where the Supreme Court is intervening is saying, look, somebody can privately do what they wish. Where the school is intervening is, but he brought in students. So then the question would lie, if this ruling didn't happen, a lot of times we go out for pizza, or we go for a party, or we, you know, now me, I never really brought up religion a lot, you know, I mean, like I said, with the exception of the students passing their tests, I'd be like, oh, thank God. I mean, that was divine intervention, because I know you guys weren't paying attention in class. Maybe that was the most, but I never prayed with students. I prayed with patients, but not with students. So let's say there's the game, and the game is over, and you guys all go out for pizza. I can't say beer, because they're high school students, so they go out for pizza and Coke. If the coach says a prayer, then with the students, is he violating church and state? So where there was the issue was, well, he was on school property. But if you're on school property and you're doing something privately, and it's private, all right, and then somebody wants to join you, in that? Are they really, and it's 8, 9 o'clock at night after a game, are they really forcing in the classroom during instruction religion? And I see both sides. I always see both sides of things because the liberal-leaning justices said, look, you know, he made students pray with him. And or the students felt compelled. They wanted to be on his good side. And I could see that. I could see how some people are concerned going, well, wait a second. You know, if you're a teacher, you kind of have a captive audience and you're kind of, you know, and you're in that role if you're a coach or a teacher. And so if people feel like, you know, they don't, they'll stand out and you could then subconsciously, you know, go against them. Now, they had no proof that he did that. But, you know, if a student's like, well, yeah, I'll go and pray with my coach, he's my coach. So if he wants to pray, whatever, I'll do it. So the other opposing coach was like, well, these students are getting forced. And then the liberal justice is like, but the students are getting forced. But what happened is he was fired when he was doing it by himself. He didn't bring the students involved. He didn't do the locker room prayer. He just went himself on there. And then if you do have a coach or a teacher that wants to pray or wants to kneel to Allah or whatever, and some students want to do it with them, are they allowed to? So I don't know if this clarifies a lot of things for schools. And again, I brought this up, and this is the crux of it. Schools always feel like they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. I brought up the example. Let's say the coach has to go pee. So he takes some private time to go to the bathroom and pee. And he unzips, and he gets ready to pee. And somebody goes, oh, that's a Title IX because you showed me, you were, you know, naked in front of me. You showed me your penis. He's like, well, no, I went to a urinal to pee. You know, schools really have a tough balance. They have it tough. And I feel for educational institutions because stuff that could happen in a bathroom, just like a transgender female that may still have a penis goes into the girl's bathroom. And if a child is like, but I saw a sexual body part, that could be then a Title IX. And so schools have to grapple with what do we do. But if a coach is allowed to go and pee, if a coach is allowed, if according to the Constitution, you're allowed to have private time, and a lot of people pray throughout their work. I say prayers all the time throughout my work. You know, I don't know if you guys realize this, but I always pray, you know, that, you know, my show doesn't stink. Now, I know you guys are like, well, obviously the Lord's not listening. He's not honoring that request. But I really believe one day the Lord is going to listen to me and my show's actually going to be good one day. Right? But you know, so we do pray silently and we pray, you know, and if somebody wants to join me in the prayer, like let's say Daniel. Daniel's like, you know what? I think you need all the prayer, so I'm going to join you. I'm not forcing it. He would on his own say, yeah, I think you need the Lord's help on this one. Or he might not want to, and that's fine. So, I think, you know, where the Supreme Court ruled is understandable if there's no coercion, there's no, we're, you know, in the middle of class, rather than instruction, we're going to stop and you know, everybody now has to kneel and pray or whatever. You know, if somebody wants to, you know, go out there and say, look, my players didn't get hurt. Thank you, God, for my prayers not getting hurt. You know, that happens a lot. A lot of people do that. So that's kind of what happened. But, yeah, schools have it between a rock and a hard place because this all started because an opposing coach complained. And then they were like, well, now we got to do something. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there have been a lot of you guys still struggling with what happened with COVID. And you guys have COVID. I get it. I get it. I've had this cough for a month now, and I'm not very happy about it. I wish I didn't have it. I wish I'd never met COVID. I'm frustrated as heck. And many of you guys are now kind of forced with to face the decision of, well, you know, do I get another booster? And where should I go in terms of now with my COVID protection? So one of you had asked over the weekend, you want to be anonymous, if the boosters are a waste of time, you know, you got COVID twice this year and you have been vaccinated and you got one booster in December. Well, you know, I echo your frustration. I'm with you guys on this. It's very frustrating because we were all wrong. Right? The government was wrong saying all you need is the vaccine and you're good. All you need is the COVID vaccine and you are good. That's what Biden said. I said, just get the vaccine. Everybody's like, just get the vaccine. We don't want to hear about natural immunity. Those of us saying, guys, you know, natural immunity is huge. You know, let us get some natural immunity and we'll be fine. Well, the natural immunity didn't hold up either. And I wish, as a physician, and I have been a physician for decades, because I'm old, I wish I had predicted this better. I've never seen anything like this stupid virus. I've never seen anything like it, which is why I think it was leaked from a lab, either on purpose or accidentally. I think it isn't a naturally occurring virus. I think somebody messed with it, or just keeping it confined in a lab, you know, like a Jurassic Park dinosaur, something happens to it. It's not in its natural form. So if we artificially allowed it to live, you know, and we might have artificially allowed it to mutate based on some of our decisions with masks and vaccines. All right, this in a way was man tinkered, maybe not maliciously, but you know, a virus isn't supposed to do this. I'll talk to you about the different viruses. We got the stupid viruses, like the rhinovirus, comes into your nose, or your breathing, your respiratory tree. You basically know within 2 days, you sneeze, you cough, you spew it out. Everybody around you knows you're sick, so they stay away from you. And then it just dies. And then after a few days, you can just go back. It's cold, common cold, and it's one of the more stupider viruses because it doesn't know how to live life long, and it doesn't, it's not very sly. Then you have the medium smart viruses. Like the herpes, the hepatitis, where you don't necessarily always know you got it. And then when you do get it, it stays. And it finds a place to live. Like chickenpox. Chickenpox is kind of a medium smart virus. You get the chickenpox, you might know pretty much that you have it. But it finds a place to live in a nerve root. And then when it feels like it, it decides to come out as shingles. So it's a smarter virus. It finds a way to live and stay out of the public eye, stay below the radar, and it lives in our body for years. Smarter virus. Then we got the super smart viruses, like HIV. HIV is one of the most brilliant viruses out there. Not brilliant in terms of good, brilliant in terms of evil. Because with HIV, you know, you're not getting it because somebody's sneezing on you. You're getting it because you're having sex or you're doing some drugs or transfusion or breastfeeding, but you are unknowingly getting it. And then when you do get it, sometimes you don't know for weeks that you have it. And then of all the cells that it decides to attack, not your nasal mucosa where you could sneeze it out, it decides to affect the one cell that could kill it, the T cell. And that's the cell it decides to infect, take over, so it can't be killed. And then it could hide out in the body, and then it could do destructive things like AIDS, cancer, things like that. So, you know, we have varying degrees of smart viruses. Now, we don't know how smart COVID is, but we're thinking COVID is to the medium to high sort of IQ sort of virus. Because it knows how to outsmart the mask. Well, obviously, you know, a lot of the masks people are wearing stink. It knows how to outsmart the vaccines. It's mutating very quickly. We're on our fifth mutant variant, subvariant, this year alone. We had Omicron in January, December, January. Then we had baby Omicron. Then we had grandbaby Omicron. And now we have BA4 and BA5. In 6 months, we've had five variants. Many of you have gotten sick 2-3 times from this. I've never seen a virus keep coming back and outsmarting the previous immunity. If you got the vaccine and you got boosted and you got Omicron in January, I cannot explain as a doctor why the hell you have COVID now, unless it's a completely different flipping virus or it's changed so much. And somebody says, well, it just COVID does not, you know, produce a strong immunity. I mean, it could be that, but why the hell not? I mean, some of us have long COVID. It sure is in our body long enough. It's in our body longer than flu. It's in our body longer than a cold. This sucker knows how to outsmart our natural immunity. And that's what scares me. It scares me because our natural immunity is one of the best things on the planet to fight disease if you're healthy and immunocompetent. But the other reason why it scares me is government could then decide to take advantage, going, you see, you guys still got sick. Your natural immunity doesn't mean that jack diddly squat. Let's go back to mandating the vaccines. And you're going to see this back and forth saying it was the vaccines that saved us and not your immunity, not your health choices, not God, not, you know. And again, I think the vaccines helped. There was one study that said the vaccine saved 20 million lives. Maybe it did, and that's their estimates. Maybe the vaccine was good enough for the wild type and maybe the Delta. But I'm really wondering what the hell is going on with Omicron. Now, on the flip side, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe the vaccine and our natural immunity has done a fantastic job, which is why most of us aren't ending up in the hospital with Omicron. Maybe Omicron is supposed to be putting us in the hospital. And thank God, you know, because we had artificial immunity from the vaccine and natural immunity, that it didn't take a more ugly toll. In terms of the death rate, though, globally, because remember, there's still a lot of places that didn't vaccinate, you know, globally, the death rate is down. So I'm more of the thinking that COVID, Omicron, and the variants just aren't as deadly. And we could live with it, but here's my problem. You know, people say, well, so Dr. Dahlia, you know, COVID is here to stay. Be very careful saying that. Because I still want the COVID police to figure out where the hell this sucker came from. It's been, as of August, I'm going to say it's been 3 years since the leak. That's my guess. And we still don't know, is the lab still leaking it? Are there people that have it that every couple months are like, okay, here's a new variant? So I just don't want the lackadaisical attitude of where the hell this sucker came from, because this isn't the typical virus you just live with. Every couple months, I'm getting people who are pretty damn sick. I don't like that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.